Hi, my name is Bianca Masugu, and I'm the lead author of the article titled Beyond the Lab, Ewoza and Knowing TB. I wanted to provide a short reflection that I hope will encourage people to read our article. The Ewoza Project and all those that participate in it provide an interesting and interactive platform for engaging with the biomedical conceptions of TB, but also allow us to follow the conversations and discussions that emerge in between. A student's simple question asking, why are people in informal settlements most affected by tuberculosis, opens up a discussion and interaction around the experiences of the disease that the learners present in their films, and how these intersect with the biology of the disease presented by the scientists. It highlights and interrogates the relationship, or lack thereof, between biomedical knowledge and practices, and the social experiences and understandings of TB illness. It allows us to see how these are interpreted by young people through art and film, and how these films interrogate and reflect the experiences and daily struggles of people affected by the disease. Anthropologist Susan Levine writes that understandings of illness cannot be reduced to what is reflected under the microscope, and that there is a need in biomedicine to see beyond this. The work of the young people shows this, and how they imagine their worlds with the realities of TB. Using medicine, the humanities, and the arts, the project and its learners provide an alternative way to interact with and investigate local responses and perceptions to epidemics such as TB and illness experiences within a local context. In a country where the majority of TB sufferers are Black, poor, and vulnerable to ill health, and those wearing lab coats are white, well-off, and healthy, a project such as Ewoza makes it clear that illness is not merely accidental. Social context, environment, and circumstances shape the bodies we have. And the bodies we have shape our experiences of and in the world.